Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Keep fighting. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here, high atop Blue Hill in the studio as always. Laura's been doing the show from her house for this entire pandemic. We're coming up on a year. She's on vacation this week. Resting. Wait, isn't that what she does at home? I don't know. Anyway, so she's on vacation. It's just me. It's Tuesday. I'm sorry we have no Try It Tuesday, as we mentioned at the top of the hour. We'll still have the good news with Laura Good. It'll just be with me. But Try It Tuesday? No, I don't do that stuff. We let Laura do that. Now, if you want to drop off a banana bread or something, I'll eat it. Maybe I'll even video myself eating it and put it on Facebook. And you'll be like, hey, look, honey, Tom Morgan eating banana bread. Maybe I'll just invite a couple of dogs over and mooch the banana bread off me. That's what happens in Laura's kitchen. I don't know. I don't know what to do today without the regular Try It Tuesday with Laura. So if you have suggestions, trust me, the Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. It is National Banana Bread Day. It's also National Dog Biscuit Day. So hell, drop off some dog biscuits. I'll taste them, see if they're good. If I like them, I'll crunch away. If not, again, bring your dog and he could mooch him. It's also National Tile Day, a day set aside to worship our bathroom floor, I guess. I don't know. What does that mean? I mean, today, I'm sorry, friends, but today is just a boring day. We may just play music and try to entertain you. I mean, do you want me to talk about Kim Kardashian filing for divorce? I don't think so. Seth Meyers will later with a late night soundbite. Coming up, Jimmy Fallon. Here's something we could talk about. I mean, the Muppets. I love the Muppets. I grew up on the Muppets. They're now part of ABC Disney, and now we have to put warning labels on some of the Muppet shows because they might not be suitable. It's the Muppets, for God's sakes. Come on, people. You know what? Maybe today isn't going to be a more boring show without Laura. Maybe today is going to be Tom Morgan becoming Statler and Waldorf. I'm just going to stand by in the balcony and make fun of stuff. You remember those guys on the Muppets, right?
What was that?
It's called the medium sketch.
The medium sketch?
Yeah, it wasn't rare, and it certainly wasn't well done.
That's the show?
What are you doing?
I dropped my gum. Hey, lady, would you toss my gum up? You could have taken it out of the wig first.
Statler and Waldorf.
What's wrong with his hearing aid?
Yeah, what's wrong?
I can't hear with it.
Oh, no wonder. It's too far away. Better get out your old army uniform.
Yes, with 108 angry countries, there's bound to be trouble.
Love those guys.
You kindly old gentleman, can I hide here?
Hey, Alan, here's one you missed.
Statler and Waldorf, part of the Muppets. I see no need to put parental guidelines on those two old gentlemen. Love me some Marley this early in the morning. Grab yourself a fatty and say it's for medical purposes, I guess. News is coming up next. Mark has got the news. Rob, the sports center, checking sports. Steve has the AccuWeather. And could you believe it? No internet delays or cancellations. Everybody's going to school today. Sorry. Allow me to identify myself. I am Professor Thomas Morganzo. I am your Earth and Space Science teacher for today, kids. Gather around as we listen to NASA's first true audio recording from the surface of Mars. Okay, now I can't tell if that's wind. It sounds like wind, but they're saying, no, it might be vibration. I find it very underwhelming, you know? So, I don't know. Could we add to it or spice it up a little bit and make it more, maybe? Oh, what is that? Some kind of radio frequency? No, actually, that's disgusting.
Okay, can we make it like something that would be more intriguing, like make people want to study more about Mars? Can we do that?
No!
That's just some dude screaming. Come on. Well, I guess that's all we have to offer from our production department this morning. I apologize. News is next. Well, you heard Mark Lawrence talking about it a few minutes ago on the news. This MyPillow guy, he just won't go away. I mean, I wish he would. I mean, I remember seeing the commercials a long time ago, and I thought, look at this guy. He's probably going to become a millionaire selling a pillow that's no different than any other pillow, but he calls it MyPillow because it's my favorite pillow. He's going to charge people $20, sell a million of them, and, you know, be a millionaire. Well, yeah, he did. And then MyPillow Mike, I'll call him Mike Lindell. MyPillow Mike started talking just a little bit too much. And he was talking about more than his pillow, okay? So now we have to put up with this, like, forever. I'm not going to talk about it. I mean, at least I decided I wasn't going to talk about it because the guy's a whack job. I mean, come on, I don't own his pillow, and I don't want to hear him talking. But there's a point. My dad used to say, there's a point where you need to stop talking. And if he said it to any of his kids, usually me, it meant, like, shut up. But it wasn't rude. It was like he'd say in his Clint Eastwood voice, hereditarily where I get my raspiness, he would say, you need to stop talking. And you would be like, okay. Well, why can't we have laws like that? Like, somebody tell this MyPillow guy to stop talking. I don't want to hear him talk anymore about any rigged election. I don't want to hear him give his political views. He makes pillows. Just shut up and make your pillows. And then I get this memo today. Upper management says you need to air the new commercial by the pillow guy. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Hi, folks. It's me, Mike Lindell from MyPillow. You know I love MyPillow, and now I have a new venture, my lawsuit. Oh. Let me hug this pillow while I tell you that I'm being sued for $1.3 billion from a voting machine company.
Yeah.
This comfortable pillow sells for $50 each.
Oh, it's 50 now.
I must sell 23 million of these pillows to have all that money.
Okay.
And my pillows are made right here in Minnesota from a staff who just texted me today, STFU.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means,
yeah,
but maybe it
sure
stands for So Tough Fighting Unified.
No, that's not
so
what it
help
means.
Me, Mike Swindell, I mean yeah, Lindell, yeah. Uh-huh. With ordering your MyPillow today. MyPillow.
Tom and Laura in the morning do not endorse this product. If I ever lose my faith in you, there'd be nothing left for me to do. Somehow I took that phrase and put it in lullaby form, and I used to sing it to my three little daughters back in the 90s when that song was big. News is coming up next. Speaking of babies, what is up with gender reveal parties? They're getting out of control, and now people are dying. Yes. First, they were getting hurt. Now, they're actual deaths. There are actual deaths associated with gender reveal parties. Wow. As Americans, we really know how to go overboard. You know what I mean? News guy Matt from this morning show, I love him like the little brother I never had, and I have like half dozen little brothers. But anyway, Irish Catholic, what can I say? Anyway, news guy Matt, if you remember, on the show about a year ago, his wife announced she was having a baby, and they didn't want to know the gender. And people were like, what's up with that? Well, that's old school. That's what that is. Now, you can go one way or the other. It's fine. But I had three daughters and never knew what gender they were. Until the doctor said, congratulations, it's a girl, and another girl, and another girl. News guy Matt just announced recently that his lovely wife is having another baby. So they have a son, Luke. He's gorgeous. I just love the kid. Uncle Tommy Tom would come over, Luke, if we didn't have this damn pandemic. Anyway, so the second baby's on the way, and they're just going to go and have a baby. No need for confetti. No need for shooting a cannon full of blue or pink powder into the air. I mean, come on. Another gender reveal stunt turned deadly over the weekend in New York. A dad was building a gender reveal cannon with his brother, and it detonated. It killed him. The father of this unborn baby killed his brother, seriously injured. Now, if you don't know, you know these stories, someone was just killed a couple weeks ago. Like these are happy times, gender reveal, if that's what you're going to do. Let's not make them deadly. What is wrong with you people? I know I'm talking like a cranky old man. And if Laura was here, she'd say, well, you know, Tom, you got to let them do what they want to do. It's America. No, they're dying. They're getting killed because they're building cannons that shoot pink or blue confetti. Okay, I'm done. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning. All right, we've heard the news. We have the news for you here with Tom and Laura in the morning, top and bottom of the hour, every hour. Mark does a fine job with that, but sometimes it's gosh darn depressing. We need the good news.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
Stories that make you feel good. The good news every morning with Laura Good. Laura's on vacation, but we've got some good news. A restaurant owner in Wisconsin took $2,000 out of his budget, and he bought gift cards at competing restaurants, and he raffles them off to his customers. Okay, so he's losing money by giving away competitors' gift cards, but I'm sure he'll get it back in a good way. That's good news. Hey, it's good news when you move, right? You announced to all your friends, hey, we're moving, but don't be sad. We're only moving 6 blocks away. Well, it happened in San Francisco on Sunday, except they moved the house 6 blocks, a massive Victorian mansion through the streets of San Francisco.
It's a ginormous house rolling down the street. It's not something you see every day in San Francisco.
Amazing how they're able to move a building that size. I think it's fantastic.
It's slow going. They got trees in the way and light posts in the way and signposts. So they've had to continue to move stuff as they've been plugging along. So it's great that they can save it and make it something new again.
Same old house, but a new neighborhood. Now that's weird, but good news. I think they should do that to every building in Lewisburg that wants to be relocated, right? You historians know what I'm talking about. A dad in Florida had a medical emergency, and somehow the cops and an ambulance showed up. Turns out his toddler took his cell phone out of his pocket and dialed 911. How did the kid know how to dial 911? Well, police later found out the kid was just playing with the phone, but 911 just happened to be dialed. For that dad, that's good news. And SpaceX is planning to launch its first all-civilian flight this fall. And a 29-year-old woman who beat cancer as a kid has got herself a free ticket, thanks to somebody who ponied up for that free ticket.
A few months before I was diagnosed, my family went to NASA in Houston. Of course, I wanted to be an astronaut after I went there.
I think she's going to send a message to the world that you can face, you know, really, really difficult times, even as a child, and still grow up and fulfill your dreams.
Honestly, I'm not nervous at all. And I think that my cancer journey prepared me for this.
A billionaire named Jared Isaacman paid for her seat and also launched a campaign where you could win a seat by donating $10 to St. Jude's Children's Hospital by this Sunday. I've been to St. Jude's Children's Hospital twice for a fundraising campaign. That place is amazing. Do it. Donate the 10 bucks. That's good news. Ladies, just walk away. Just walk away from it, ladies. You're not going to be Mrs. Aaron Rodgers. Kind of blew up all over social media, a local TV station in Green Bay, and then different like sites like Daily Mail Celebrity, and even Adam Schefter from ESPN Schefty tweeted out, actress Shailene Woodley confirms that she is the one that is engaged to Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Now, if you remember when the Packers lost in the playoffs, Aaron mentioned being engaged casually twice in a post-game interview, and everybody was like, wait, what? Is Danica Patrick back? No, it's not Danica. It's Shailene Woodley, the actress. And she was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night, and it was kind of funny because she is indeed engaged to the famous quarterback, but she likes to be engaged to the nerd.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it. And we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while.
I love that.
He's, first of all, just a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged with somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah.
Are you a football fan?
I've yet to go to a football game. And before I met him, I'd never seen one football game before. When we met also, like, I knew he was a football guy, but I didn't know, like, what kind of a football guy he was. And I'm still constantly learning. I'm still like, oh, wow. You know, friends would be like, you got to watch his YouTube greatest. Or you got, and I was like, I don't get it. He's good. Because I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as, like, the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. You know, like, that's the dude I know.
He loves Jeopardy? I love
he
that.
He just happens to also be very good at sports.
There you go. She never thought she'd be engaged to a guy who throws balls for a living. Hey, he could have been a starting pitcher, right? But instead, he is the one and only Aaron Rodgers. I think that story's adorable. I know locally right here in the building, our very own Michelle Mertz is pretty upset that Aaron has decided to get engaged to someone else. Yeah, she loves Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to block her calls right now. She's a Chicago Bears fan. Anyway, on the way, we'll talk to Bob from Blaze Alexander Ford. He likes to sponsor the show. And viral comedy of the day. Mom, Dad, are you listening? Tell your kid to mute during school Zoom class and tell them, for God's sakes, to be quiet. It's all coming up. Viral comedy with Tom and Laura, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on vacation. Tom Morgan here, high atop Blue Hill, in the studio where I've been alone for the better part of the last year. It's starting to make me a little paranoid. Every once in a while, Mark Lawrence sticks his head in. Rob, the Sports Center. Steve does the AccuWeather. But for the most part, I am here by myself. Hopefully still entertaining you. No Try It Tuesday coming up. I apologize. I refuse to go Facebook Live making some kind of disgusting drink in a blender that's green and good for you. That is my partner's job. Laura will be back next week coming off vacation. I'm not going to make something made out of tree bark and eat it. I'm not going to make a front door wreath out of dog poop. I don't do any of that stuff. Leave it to Laura and leave it to Martha Stewart. I am just a radio announcer guy. That's all I do. Early this morning, I asked if you wanted to drop off some banana bread. I would eat it live on the air, and I would truly tell you if it was good or if it sucked. And nobody dropped off a banana bread. I know we're high atop Blue Hill, but why couldn't you whip one up? It's not that I like banana bread. It's that it's National Banana Bread Day. Laura probably would have made a banana bread, and it would have been really good for you, high in fiber. It would have tasted slightly like banana and mostly like sucking on a tree. However, she would have made it. It would have been Facebook Live, and we would have got thousands of views. So there's no Try It Tuesday coming up at 8:15. But there is stupid news, or as we call it, and there it is. We try to take America's stupidity and teach a lesson coming up. Here's some stupidity for you. Our viral comedy today is kind of a follow-up to yesterday's. If you were with us yesterday, there was a school board meeting in Northern California, open to the public, Zoom, on the web, and evidently a couple of the school board members had no idea that they were live, and they were doing their impressions of, you know, parents, Karen parents, you know, not caring, Karen, okay? And they got in trouble, and they were forced to resign. Be careful, guys. The Zoom meeting might be open to the public, and your mic might not be muted. Well, today, a girl, somebody's kid, talking during class on Zoom, and her mic wasn't muted, and she pretty much told the teacher the whole class is stupid.
What did she say?
I don't know. Somebody's unmuted. Who they?
Yeah, but this class is stupid. I don't need to hear it.
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa. Love that.
Rude.
Stupid.
Rude.
I've never had a sushi burrito. Let me see. When does this class end? It ends at 6:30.
Is it Chloe? Is it you, Chloe?
Yeah.
Chloe.
Oh, no.
Chloe, your microphone's on.
Chloe.
You called the class stupid, and you said you just want to go out and get some sushi. Well, guess what? Someday you'll be working, slinging the sushi. Today's viral comedy, stupid. Tom and Laura in the morning without Laura. She is locked down in an Airbnb with hubby. That's where it should be. On a well-deserved resting vacation. There's no Try It Tuesday today at 8:15. I'm sorry, don't go to the 94KX Facebook page and think you're going to see Tom making a protein shake or some kind of souffle that tastes like a tree. No, it's not going to happen. Try It Tuesday. We'll be back next week. One thing we still are doing, though, is what some radio stations, some morning shows, call stupid news. No, we don't think it's stupid. We think in every act of goofiness, there is a lesson to be learned. And that's why we call it, and there it is. There's a guy going viral by making flatulence noises in a plastic cup. Yeah, this is for real, okay? Wow. Okay, that's just weird. For him, he says his cup is half full. Some say his cup is empty. I say, yo, dude, your cup is empty. Two nuns in Ireland in trouble for breaking the lockdown to go to an exorcist.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah,
the
ladies.
The power of Christ compels you.
Somebody grab me a ruler so I could whack these ladies in the knuckles just for payback from all those years of school. And life is puzzling enough, unless you can set a world record for putting together a 440,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
I'm not sure. Yes and no. I mean, the impressive accomplishment of it all has definitely sunk in. The fact that I beat it by so much
is still... She put together that puzzle in just 150 hours, the previous record, 423 hours. Hey, lady, you just put together a 40,000-piece puzzle of Disney characters. Where are you going? Yeah, she's going to Disney. And there it is. News, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next. If you could pick one age to be for the rest of your life, what would you choose? Gosh, I wish Laura was here for this. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on vacation. Laura is 38 years old. Now, you ladies, don't think I just revealed some kind of information that Laura wouldn't want anybody to know. She's proud of her age. She's still sub 40. Of course she is. But, you know, I mean, I don't think people start talk about being old till, I don't know, after they're 40. I waited till after I was 50 because I still act like a immature kid sometimes. I don't know. What would be that age? What would be that age? Well, in a recent survey, the most common answer was 36. The survey found more than half the people said 36 would be good because they still look 5 to 6 years younger than they actually are, and they still act younger than they are. So I guess if you're saying 36 is the perfect age, you were actually acting like you were 30 when you were 36. I don't know. In spite of all this, 59% say that they used to be obsessed with the fact that they are getting older, that time is passing. But as they get older, they're actually dealing with it better than they thought, and they are accepting it and embracing it. So Laura, who's 38, she might just say 38 right now. She's living in the moment right now. She's relaxing. She's on vacation. Me, I don't know. I'm in my 60s. Holy God, I'm older than dirt. I've been around longer. Oh, boy. If you look at a picture of the Last Supper, I'm actually sitting there. I was on the wait staff, though. I wasn't, you know, one of the important guys. I mean, that's how old I feel sometimes. Other times I'm just, what the heck. Just get along with it. I mean, I got married at age 30. I had kids right up until I was 40. In my 50s, I was like, wow, it's got to be something better than this. And now here I am just doing this thing on the radio for almost 45 years. and like 40 of them right here in Central PA. So what is my perfect age? Right now. News is next. Rockin' Red all month long with Evangelical Community Hospital. It's Tom and Laura, 94KX. We're also kind with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. And trust me, the United Way and Evan working together, amazing stuff coming out of that partnership. Also in February, we are Figo Fit with Figo's Chelsea Pagana Davis. She sends us a tip for the day every day at this time. And then on Friday, we do a quick review of the week and talk more about being fit. Now, Chelsea has tied it all into with kindness and tied it into healthy hearts as well. So it makes for a great combination. Think about this. If you're short for time today, grab a quick 10-minute workout. It doesn't mean driving all the way to the gym, working 10 minutes and then checking out. No, just do a quick 10 minutes at home. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends to exercise 30 minutes a day moderately 5 days a week, or 20 minutes a day, high intensity, 3 days a week. Now check this. Studies show you'll still get the same amazing effects of exercise. You know what they are? Lowering your risk of heart disease. That's what we're talking about in February, among other diseases. All right. Longer life, better sleep, so much more. Even if you break that workout into smaller bouts throughout the day. Chelsea is suggesting taking her tip from a few weeks ago and going for 3 10-minute breaks a day. Okay, there you go. Three times today, take 10 minutes, and you'll be Figo Fit. Tom and Laura in the morning. The thought for the day coming up, 94KX. I asked you guys to bake me some banana bread or something so I could eat it for Try It Tuesday. You didn't come through for me. I'm kind of disappointed. It's National Banana Bread Day. Also, I've asked you to send me your thought for the day, and I would make it our thought for the day. And this one comes a text from a person who knows me as a coach, a former coach. I coached soccer for 20 years, locally and regionally, girls soccer. I had three daughters. I coached them across. The quote and the thought for the day comes from the great, late great coach John Wooden, who once said, sports do not build character. Sports reveal character. Have a good day, characters.